The 11th annual Eats event is happening this Thursday, March 13th. It's a food-themed fundraiser for local education. Here to tell us more are Pat Campanero and Hal Greenwood, two members of the Cook County Schools Education Foundation. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So maybe we should start, let's back up here a little bit. Talk a little bit about the Cook County Schools Education Foundation. How did that get started? What's the history behind that whole deal?
Well, in 1999, I was asked by Dale Tormundson, who was then superintendent of the Cook County ISD 166, to look into the fact if we could create a foundation, and we did. And so to kick it off, I had the Minnesota Twins organization come up to Grand Marais in 1999. I believe it was in early September. And we had a big dinner or luncheon at St. John's Catholic Church in the basement. And Tony Oliva came and really enjoyed coming up here and talking about education and how he came from a foreign country to the United States and played baseball. He mesmerized the audience very well and had a long interview with the Cook County News Herald after that. And so we started it, we put it together, and it was pretty small when we first started out. We didn't have the Eats at that time. That came along later when Chuck Furterer, who was later the superintendent, told us about it. He had found it somewhere, I can't remember just exactly where, but that's what started Eats. But the foundation started, and the Minnesota Twins donated $7,000 towards that, completing that field that day. So what we did was we started by just getting donations, and the school teachers were very instrumental in the background and the base of this foundation, because they had a payroll deduction program, which is still going on. And some of the people that we originally got into the foundation board left because they thought it was too much. So I had to go to Kay Tavernier and Jana Larson at the school and try to organize some more help, and we did. And now we've given over $84,000 in special grants that the school couldn't fund, like trips to Chicago for the band and computers for the kids at school, all kinds of different things. And we have almost $50,000 in endowment funds. So we are doing fine. This is going to be my last year. I've been president since the beginning of it. And I figured 15 years that somebody else should take over. But I'm still going to always support it. And I've always believed in education. I worked very hard in the first two referendums, which were successful at that time. The last one, most of the state referendums did not succeed, and we did up here. So it shows that the community is behind the school up here. And now with the new YMCA and everything going, I think we've got a lot of pluses. We're up here in northeastern Minnesota, and schools are an anchor for the community.
Very good. So now let's talk food. What you mentioned, Hal Eats. What exactly is Eats? Where did that start then? And what is that?
Well, Eats is an acronym that stands for Enriching Academics Through Sustenance. And what it really boils down to is a really fun event Thursday night from 6 to 8 at the school, where everyone who attends will be able to sample a lot of wonderful food from a variety of local restaurants and chefs who are volunteering to bring that food in. We're going to have music, and we're going to have a silent auction as well. So it's a very fun event, and what you do is just get to come on in and graze from table to table.
I like grazing. That sounds good. So who's going to be providing the grazing material?
We've got a great list of area restaurants who are participating this year. Cascade Lodge, Blue Water Cafe, Sven and Ole's, The Landing at Devil's Track Resort, Lutzen Resort, Fika Coffee, the Cook County Foods Co-op will be there, as will Java Moose, Mogul's Grill, Gunflint Mercantile, Nana Bijou Lodge, and My Sister's Place. And each of them are bringing some of their specialties, like pizza from Sven and Ole's and chocolate bread pudding from the Cascade Lodge, and lots of coffee, barbecue chicken wings, fudge samples, a little bit of everything. Everyone will find something they'll love.
Yeah, it does sound like a good grazing sort of event. And then you also mentioned there is a silent auction as well.
We're going to have a silent auction with a lot of wonderful gifts that people have donated. And there's also going to be musical entertainment. Daniel Dittmanson will perform classical and bluegrass violin selections. Sean McDonald will play jazz piano, and Carrie Bilbin's High School Music Ensemble students will also perform. So there'll be a variety of rotating entertainment all evening.
So how do folks get tickets for this event? Can you just walk in the door? Do you have to have tickets? What's the scoop there?
There will be tickets at the door, and we can go up to the school's superintendent office to purchase tickets.
And there's also tickets at Coho, Gunflint Mercantile, Cook County School Office, as Hal said, the Cascade Lodge Restaurant, Blue Water, Java Moose, and Lutzen Resort.
Okay, so quite a few options on places to get those. Now, if someone can't make it to the EATS event, but they go, oh, Jesus, this Education Foundation sounds like a pretty good deal, how can I contribute if I can't make it on Thursday? Is there a way for folks to do that?
Yes, there is.
How would they do that?
Mail it to the school and make it payable to EATS. And or you can make it payable to the Cook County Schools Education Foundation. In that regard, my wife Carol, who passed away in 2007, was very, very supportive of this operation. In fact, she was the one that encouraged me to do this. So when she passed away, we chose to have all the memorials to the school foundation, and they came in over $6,000.
Now, you mentioned the foundation has donated, did I get that right? $82,000?
$84,000.
What sorts of grants are being, you mentioned some trips, other things that maybe the folks are interested in?
Computers for the class, and all kinds of going to Washington, D.C. to compete in a national event, and things that ordinarily the school couldn't fund.
A couple of fun things we've done this year so far was send four of the Spanish students and their teachers to the Concordia Language Camp. They just came back from that and had a great time. Last year for the John Bear Grease race, Tom Jack, one of the instructors at school, actually came to us and asked for funds to build native snowshoes from the old day patterns, and we funded that. So it really depends on what the teachers are doing with their curriculum and what extra added things they want to bring to the students. And when they find that, they come to us, and most of the time they get their money.
Well, excellent. We are talking with Pat Campanero and Hal Greenwood of the Cook County Schools Education Fund. Again, the annual EATS fundraiser is this Thursday at Cook County High School from 6 to 8 p.m.